Chapter 3. Let's talk Law of Attraction. This is really important information to understand so that you can start to live life the way you came here to live and love the way you came here to love. Number 1. Energy is always seeking out other energy just like itself. Very basic interpretation for your personal work. What that means is that if you like what you have attracted into your life, you are happy, healthy, and whole, you have managed to project all of your higher frequencies of energy out into your field, and the universe is responding to your projections with a great big yes and sending it all right back to you. If, on the other hand, you are not so happy with what you are experiencing, it means that you are projecting your denser, lower, more negative energies out into your field. And the universe is responding to your projections with a great big yes and sending it right back to you. Are you saying, wait a minute, how can this be? Here's the truth. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The only answer that the universe ever gives is yes, because that's all it knows. Like a little puppy dog, all it wants to do is serve you. So it says yes 100% of the time. The lesson here is to wield your energy wisely. Take the time to figure out if the energy that is controlling your emotional responses, your perceptions, your thoughts, your choices, and actions are going to deliver what you really want in your life or not. And do this before it hits, and you will get to experience the power and joy of being a proactive creator of your own life instead of just being reactive and trying to pedal backwards so that you can go forward. And by the way, all of that self-forgiveness work that you're doing is going to free up so much of this dense energy that has been producing some nasty results that you will feel like you are ready to fly. Keep going.